Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pearce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pearce. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Bruton moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Bruton scores. Kaline moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros takes first base on ball four. Kaline scores. Colavito moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito tags and scores. Cash tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Boros moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boros scores. Fernandez moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Herb Score now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boros is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Herb Score. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bunning hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Fernandez moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauman moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boros hits a fly ball towards center. Landis catches it and throws to Aparicio, who relays to Fox to double up Cash. 2 outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Morton reaches second base with a double. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morton scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bruton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Martin. Bruton moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Bob Shaw now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton scores. Kaline scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 8-7, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Martin reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's Tigers, 8, White Sox, 8. Al Smith pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Floyd Robinson. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is walked intentionally. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lawler trying to get to home. K-line throws the ball into Brown who tags Lawler who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lepsio moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Al Smith now playing right field. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Thomas pinch runs for Dick Brown. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to third. Chuck Cotter pinch runs for Chico Fernandez. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cotter scores. Maxwell moves to second. It's 9-8, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Maxwell moves to third. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Bruton moves to third. It's 10-8, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton scores. K-Line moves to third. It's 11-8, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Roark now catching. Chuck Cottier now playing shortstop. Terry Fox now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boros. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. K-Line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.